P15 Axle Elevation set for $1.5 billion IPO windfall. Zoho's WhatsApp rival Aryatai fizzles. OpenAI Srinivas Narayanan outlines plan to attract Indian developers. Lenskart IPO subscribed 28x on the final day and Grow books 57% subscription on day one.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on any podcasting platform of your choice. Now, it's been quite the action-packed day in the world of startups and IPOs. While it's been raining IPOs again in India, the real winners might not just be the founders, but their early investors. After years of staring at paper valuations and markdowns, venture capital funds are finally seeing some solid cash flow coming in. According to an analysis of SEBI filings by Money Control's Ahriman Gupta, investors are offloading shares worth 13,220 crore rupees or nearly $1.5 billion across a flurry of startup IPOs this year, making it the strongest liquidity cycle since 2021. We're talking about 11 big IPOs this year: Grow, Lenskart, Pine Labs, Aether Energy, Bluestone, Urban Company, Meesho, Amagi, Wakefit, Cure Foods, and Shadowfax. So what's driving all this? Now, venture funds like Peak 15 Partners, Axel, and Elevation Capital are leading the exits, cashing out large tranches through the offer for sale route. Peak 15 tops the chart with exits worth 2,444 crore from Pine Labs and Crow. Axel is taking home 589 crores from Urban Company and Bluestone, while Elevation Capital booked 346 crores. And the party is not over yet. With four startups still to announce their price bands, total secondary proceeds could easily cross 15,000 crore rupees. In other words, Indian startups are not just going public, they're giving their investors finally something to smile about. On to our next story. Remember Aryatai, the homegrown messaging app from Zoho that went viral just a few weeks ago? It was being touted as India's answer to WhatsApp. Well, the buzz seems to have died down a little. So just weeks after topping charts, Aryatai has now slipped and dropped out of the top 100 apps, both on Google Play and the Apple App Store in India. As of November 4th, it's ranked 105th on Google Play and 123rd on the App Store. Now, downloads tell the full story. So according to data that we sourced, the app shot up to 13.8 million installs in October, up from just 2.6 million in September. But that surge didn't last long, because by early November, downloads have plummeted to just 195,000. Monthly active users too dipped slightly from 4.35 million in October to 4.09 million in November. But remember, we're just 4 days into the month, so we really have to wait and see how this pans out. But largely, as these numbers show, even a tech giant like Zoho is discovering how tough it is to take down WhatsApp's network effects in India, where the app is practically part of the country's digital DNA. That said, it's not all bad news for Zoho. While Aryatai's momentum may have fizzled, Zoho Mail, one of the company's oldest products, is nearing the 100 million annual revenue milestone. And here's the kicker. Over 70% of that revenue now comes from outside India. Founder and chief scientist Sridhar Vembu says it's proof that global businesses are putting their faith in Indian-built enterprise software. So even if the Aryatai chatter fades, Zoho's larger story remains one of quiet but powerful growth. Now, from messaging apps to AI models, in the fast-moving world of AI, simply having the best models is no longer enough. That's what Srinivas Narayan, CTO of B2B applications at OpenAI, told Money Control on the sidelines of the company's Dev Day Exchange, its first event focused on India's developer community. He said that you need to have the best quality models. That's the baseline. But it's not just about the models. You need to build a platform that makes it easy for people to use the product. Narayanan explained that OpenAI's focus is now on building a platform layer, tools that help developers create agents that connect across products that are reliable, fast, and scalable. He further said the developers don't just care about building applications. They want to first distribute and monetize them too. And that's where ChatGPT's massive user base comes in. OpenAI wants to help developers showcase their products to this audience, a kind of a built-in distribution engine for AI innovation. India, by the way, is already ChatGPT's second largest market, and it's growing fast. CEO Sam Altman has said that it could soon become the largest. So with millions of developers and one of the world's largest internet user bases, it's no surprise that OpenAI is courting India. So if you're an Indian developer building AI tools, OpenAI clearly wants you in its ecosystem and it's rolling out the red carpet. And finally, let's circle back to the Lal Street where the IPO buzz is loud. We're talking about Lenskart, the much-awaited IPO closed today with 28 times oversubscription. So the 7,270 crore issue drew bids for over 281 crore shares compared to just 9.97 crore on offer. Retail investors subscribed 7.5 times, non-institutional investors 18 times, and qualified institutional buyers went all in with a whopping 40 times subscription. Remember, the eyewear giant led by Piyush Bansal has fixed a price band of 382 to 402 rupees per share, targeting a valuation north of 69,700 crore at the upper end. Meanwhile, Crow's IPO worth 6,632 crore opened for subscription today and saw a solid start. It's already 57% subscribed, with strong interest from retail investors whose portion alone is 1.9 times oversubscribed. As per data available on the NSE, the IPO received bids for 20.62 crore shares against 36.47 crore shares on offer. The portion reserved for non-institutional investors was subscribed 59%, while the retail individual investors category saw a subscription of 1.91 times. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.